Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello there. Welcome to the latest episode of Off the Air with Lynch and Taco, our weekly podcast for the Lynch and Taco Show, 101.1 WJRR, Orlando's rock station. I'm Pat Lynch. Taco Bob across from me, junior executive producer Gamble, also in tow. Do you think we're going to be able to pry him away from his laptop and his
producing
Wall Street speculating that he is this new fondness for long enough to, you know, have some fun here for the next 30 minutes or so?
Quit buying stocks and focus, bud.
I did it. Well, here, two things. One, do we want to follow how my stock does throughout this podcast?
I just walked behind you a few minutes ago and took a look. He has several tabs open right now on his computer. This was while the show was still going on, mm-hmm. the live show this morning. He had Bloomberg News, he had CNBC and Fox Business Channel all open at once, monitoring the market, which just at this time opened about 30 minutes ago.
How do you play the game, Pat?
I just put it in my 401k and choose a fund and hope for the best, which makes me a tad bit envious of you and your eagerness to just dive in with reckless abandon.
I am a little jealous as well.
And I think it's my reckless abandonment that is scaring a lot of people who actually like pay attention to the stock market. Because I think we're doing something that was so inconceivable just 2 days ago.
Do you count yourself as one of the members of this Reddit subreddit? What is it called? Wall Street what?
Wall Street Bets.
Okay.
Which, no, I'm not. I'm barely on Reddit. I like want to follow it more closely now. But no, I'm just following a trend. I'm one of the many people who saw this, and I was lucky enough. Like yesterday, I got on one of the free stock trading apps, and I mean, I did it here, and by the time I got home and told my roommate, he wasn't able to do it until this morning.
Because they had what, halted trading? You were after GameStop stock as well as AMC theater stock, right?
Yeah.
I would not be bragging that you're part of that group if they're halting the stock market.
They're not doing anything illegal. That's the beauty of all this.
Yeah, I know.
But and it's the fact that it has to. Well, I was even telling my roommate today. There was a meme telling everyone, you know, don't abandon ship. Hold on to these stocks. Like, I'm not. Everyone's kind of thinking, oh, they halted. Like, AMC's done. That we have to sell it now. Just cut your losses. Like, no. They're going to have to open it up eventually.
They're just screwing with hedge funds who do this every day. Will not bat an eyelash at short sell and stomping somebody into the ground and ruining their business if they can make a buck. So,
of course.
You know, hey, you're costing those hedge funds billions at this point. What was the figure up to a little while ago? How much hedge funds have lost?
$13.1 billion.
Over essentially two stocks, right?
Yeah.
It's just when I look at it overall, I look at the stock market, and yesterday there was tankage in different places, which was caused by all that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, man, you're really messing with some people's 401ks then.
That is true.
Indirectly as well, especially when you're sitting right across from two guys with 401ks that are going – that are on the rebuild of our 401ks.
Dude, how bad does that suck?
Yeah, oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Gamble, we had 401ks.
For close to 15 years.
Which I so barely understand what that like even is. Like, I've always heard it. It's Social Security, right?
No.
Or it's
no, that's a completely... A 401k is exactly what you're doing there, is investing in the stock market, taking a portion of your money, investing it in funds that are usually run by... in our case, it's... what is it? Fidelity Investments handles ours.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then traditionally, your employer also kicks in a bit of money to match what you're contributing to the 401k, even making things mushroom and grow even faster. And it goes up and down depending as the market goes.
And the difference is that when we do it and other people do it in a 401k, they're taking out of your paycheck pre-tax. The money that you're using has already been taxed. Mm-hmm. It's already just you're going directly out of your bank, which is cool. And I want to learn that concept from you. But they so then you would save money. Well, we both had 401ks over 15 years.
You don't have to worry about it. It's just something that builds up every time.
You you do have to worry about it, and you have to keep tabs on it. And from time to time, you may want to go in and make adjustments as to, you know, what you have allocated where percentage-wise in stocks, bonds, and, you know, municipality or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't, to be honest with you. Mm-mm. What we're getting at, though, is we got 401ks going when we were fairly new into this job with this company, and it grew really well, and we were on track to having what we would need when we one day retire. That all changed when we got fired.
Yeah, we had to go in. Well, after blowing through savings and everything, uh-huh. had to go and wipe out 401ks just to pay. I had multiple mortgages and stuff like that. God,
it was the perfect storm for what happened to us, and we were not alone in this. We happened to get fired for reasons we're not allowed to go into, but. Right when we got fired, it was the bank failures,
mm-hmm.
and everything crashed, and
people were trying to take out money that the banks didn't have.
It was just a financial disaster, and the
banks were loaning to people that did not have the credit to get that much money.
Everything crashed. The economy crashed. Jobs numbers were horrible. We couldn't find jobs, and we had just been fired from really good jobs. And that left us having to do what we had to do. And long story short, we restarted our 401k shortly after we came back, and it's a long way from where they were.
Oh, yeah. Like, the boss is like, man, I got tons of my 401k. I could, you know, for retirement, we're both just inside going.
Yeah. Good for you.
Please shut up. Don't even. Because ours were just.
I guess I still don't get, like, I'm messing with GameStop and I'm messing with AMC. I guess I still don't fathom how that can affect like your 401k or someone else's that isn't just directly this hedge fund guy who's trying to ruin this company already.
Well it's there was so much volume mm-hmm. on the market that it just threw the numbers off across the board.
So people taking stock away from one thing to put into
They're moving and trading stuff constantly, you know, when the markets are open, and even before and after hours there's trading going on, and there's guys who play stocks, not just here, but around the world, and, you know, are, you know, up and basing things on what's going on in Australia and Japan or whatever, on how that's going to affect the American markets. And you got to, I mean, you really got to know your, I have no idea. If you told me, I want you to go do this now, I would have no clue where to start.
No, that's why when you open up that free account, I was like, oh, wow. You know, I'd kind of like to learn that from you just because you did it that easily. I just set up my account, and then it's when I want to trade it on my own time.
What if he just gets dumb luck and just is a natural at this? Are we potentially looking at this guy as our new broker?
Even the investors are looking at me.
No, I'm not going to have him as a broker.
What if he's good at doing this?
If you were to make like millions of dollars, A, you couldn't talk about any of the companies that you're doing it with on the radio because then it's insider trading or whatever. But you're just a little small fish trying to you're a minnow's jizz trying to become a minnow, then to be eaten by a brim, then to be eaten by a bass.
I'm straight up parasitic at this point.
Yes.
Open one of those business tabs. Where's your stock at currently now, 5 minutes later?
So when we started the show, I was up 6. Now I am down 5.
Uh-oh.
What did you call him a minute ago?
I said, what if he's, you know, like an idiot savant? I don't think I used that term until now, but you know where I'm going with
that. What was he
going
to be, though, for us?
Our potential broker if he uh-huh. was a whiz at this.
Okay.
You got to be, they'll tell you, though, you got to be in the stock market for the long haul.
It was funny when I set up for the app. They ask you, they kind of do like a survey. How long? Like, what are you looking out at this? And I said, money. And they said, how long do you expect to be in this? And it was like up to 4 months, 4 months to a year, 7 years. And I put like immediately. I was like less than 4 months. I was like, I'm not.
I want instant gratification.
2 days, man.
I
want yesterday.
It's either this or Amscot.
Yes.
Yes.
Yesterday he was talking about it. He goes, I'm just going to invest 50. He goes, think how cool that would be if I put in 50 and then tomorrow it was worth 100. It'd be great. And it would. It'd be awesome.
All right.
That's a big if.
Well, keep us posted on how your new venture goes. We at this point, we are curious to see if you can turn this into anything.
There's a listener that invested in one of those. He did $20 last week. and it's already at 200. So.
Yeah, he was the last week. I'm up three, by the way.
$3. Yeah. Back up $3. Okay. Well, good luck with that gamble. I need to ask you, too, a question because I don't have a personal reference for this. This big story that's in the news here locally, the school resource officer in Osceola County who has been suspended with pay while they investigate an incident where he broke up a fight between two female high school students. I think it was Liberty High School when he ended up body slamming one of them.
Yeah, I know. But I know the story, but you said that you wanted to wait until he was given fair. The whole case was looked over first.
Oh, no. That's I'm just bringing the story up in general. I obviously think the guy should, even though on the socials and whatnot, he's already been, you know, tried, convicted, and fired, and they would like him, you know, hung at dawn if they have their way. But no, he should have his due process, and FDLE is doing that investigation. That's not where I was going with this. I was just curious, did you guys in any of the schools you went to, the public schools, did you have cops on campus at that point or no?
Mm-hmm.
Gamble?
Yeah, we had cops.
What do they call them?
Resource officers.
I don't know. The one at Winter Park at the time, he was like a nice guy, but like he didn't do, 4 years, I didn't see that guy do a single thing once. Mm. Like four, and it wasn't even like, 4 years of like of serenity. It was just 4 years. Like the guy just, he had a job for 4 years while I was there. I just saw him walk around. Every now and again, I'd see him turn a hallway.
The reason I ask is,
I can tell you my experience at Glenridge. We had Officer Gastello, and he was very involved and the exact opposite of what you're saying, where he knew all the students and everybody knew him.
So we have counselors. Like one of them is like, Coach Russell.
This guy's a cop though.
But that's the thing. Our counselors did more at my school than I think the cop ever did. Like I would see, he was the guy, Coach Russell was the guy who, if there was a fight, he was the, oh my God, you would hear him barreling from halfway across the school to stop these two students. And like, he knew every single student's name. He knew what to do, what to say to them to get them to stop, how to separate them. That was, mm-hmm. The counselor, at least when I went to high school, I noticed did way more, at least than this one officer ever did.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you guys answered that, but thank you. And you both gave answers that are interesting to me because with this current situation that's going on, you've got the crowd that wants this guy, you know, fired and convicted and sent to jail and all that stuff. And there's a bunch of them who are going, all these student resource officers do is cause more problems than it's worth, and they should just get them out of the schools in general. And I sit there and I look at this and I read this stuff and I go, but what are you going to say the second something crazy happens on campus and there's not a student resource officer there who might be able to stop a very horrible situation from getting even worse? Look at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. You know
exactly what they're going to say.
Right.
Well, the guy, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas or whatever, he hid somewhere, right?
Right, but that was one of the guys who responded. But what I'm getting at here is it's like everybody always wants things both ways. And I was trying to get a feel for what these student resource officers actually do during the course of the day. The guy who body slammed the student at Liberty apparently was quite involved with like coaching and whatnot and knew a lot of the students and everything. But despite that, here he is. And we don't know his side of the story as to what happened. It's just video clips that have been shown, you know, all over the news. We don't have any context for it or whatever. And we know how kids can be these days.
And like you just said, you go ahead and say they cause more trouble than they're doing or whatever. But what are you going to do when all hell breaks loose?
Right, right.
Then you're going to say, why wasn't there a student resource officer there?
Right, so I don't know. I was just trying to get a feel for what it's like to have a policeman on campus because I went to Catholic school for 12 years. There was no cop on campus.
Yeah, there were. They were called nuns.
Well, yeah.
And beat the shit out of you.
Actually, that and the entire staff for the most part, it was, you know, I probably would have rather had police there. But, right. Did you think it was good to have the police presence there when you went to school?
I did at times.
Yours
was worthless.
And here's the thing. I can't say because I never saw that guy really do anything. I don't think that like having a cop at a school is like the stupidest idea. I think it really depends on the person, the officer that's at the school, and how much they decide to be involved with the school or the students or like what their position there is.
Did things ever happen though where you would go, "Where's the cop to stop this?" or never to intervene?
No, because honestly, our school counselors were like so on top of everything.
So maybe perhaps that was that particular officer's approach, to blend into the background and you know, when needed, I'll be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that he's not causing or provoking, you know, in like these soft kids' eyes of, oh my God, why is there an officer here? It's breaking my rights or whatever. He was taking the gentle approach. I could see that. Our cop, if there was a huge fight, you know, like you got some of those massive football players that were, you know, in middle school and they're like 18, those mm-hmm. massive guys, those guys are going at it. Cop comes in and says, all right, right now, stop, guys. Terry, separate from Mark now. They would do it because it's Officer Costello who had a gun.
And in this case, though, it was two teenage...
He wasn't pulling the gun by any means, no.
Two teenage girls. We've seen these girl fights.
Oh, God.
Way nastier a lot of times than two dudes scrapping.
I keep watching the clip.
Yeah.
So it's...
I haven't seen it. I don't even want to, really, because...
You don't really see the fight. He stops the girl, and then you see he, like, whips her around. It doesn't look like he, like, WWE slams her on
the
ground.
She's fine, by the way. She's fine.
He whips her around, and they both go on the ground. He's on top, handcuffs her. It seems pretty standard for, like, if someone is resisting any kind of arrest or, like, is not listening at the moment.
And
it doesn't look like he's maliciously throwing her. It looks like, because he goes on the ground, it looks like he's just trying to stop.
Let me see that.
She's also black.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That needs to be pointed out because that takes it to a whole different level.
Okay, let me... Because I heard listeners just saying earlier on the text line, they're like, absolutely in no instance does somebody have the right to body slam a student.
And again, Gamble says, is that really a body slam? And I tend to agree. It was more of a takedown.
It's a hip. It's a hip toss.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've seen a slam, and I've seen someone very, like, menacingly pick someone up and slam them on the ground. And this video doesn't look like that.
And with the clip, there's no context for what was going on, you know, 20 seconds, a minute before all this. We just get the final result.
Yeah, that's a big girl who was resisting, and he had to hip toss her.
Yeah, she's bigger than he is.
I've seen excessive I've seen excessive force before, and this doesn't look like excessive force.
Didn't look like she was giving it, but you didn't see any of the video right before that.
Well, no. What I'm saying, like the cop, I'm saying I don't see the officer using it. It looked like I've seen an officer. Like we've all seen people who are like, "Whoa, that's like a little far," and that didn't look. I'm not seeing any of that.
I thought you meant the girl was using.
To get back to our original thought and go all the way back to the show this morning, I'm still where I'm at. I commend the Osceola County Sheriff's Department and Sheriff Lopez there for saying, "Look, we get how this goes and how it's perceived from the public. We're not going to do the investigation. We're going to hand this off to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Let them look into it, come to a conclusion as to what went down, what happened, and what, if any, punishment should be administered. Until then, our guy should be considered innocent until proven guilty, and he's on suspended leave.
And if he's guilty of
suspension paid leave.
And if he's guilty of something,
so be it.
Yeah, then throw the book at him without a doubt. You do something wrong. You, like my dad always said, you do the crime, you do the time.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thank you for summing that up for me, because like I said, I didn't have a personal reference point to what it's like to have an officer in the mix every day when you go to school, which is now the common you know practice.
I was surprised that our school liaison didn't just sit out in the smoking pit. Yeah, in the smoking lines, because that's where I would have been. That's where the only trouble's going.
I was going to ask, is that where the troublemakers were?
Hells yeah.
That's still hilarious that you were in school while they still had those. You know, my parents told me about those, you know, when they went to school. But
And Winter Park High School,
was it
all places.
Indoors?
No.
Or was it like an outdoor space?
No, it wasn't like the Atlanta airport.
I can tell you where it is. Now it looks almost like, oh God, this is okay. Well, it's a podcast.
Yeah, what is it now?
When you walk to, you know where the teacher's lot is?
Yeah.
Right? If you're at the teacher's lot, which is that back side,
mm-hmm.
And then there's the big farm building and the tennis courts are over that way. Mm-hmm. It was right over here. It's like a flat court that almost looks like a tennis court. I mean, it almost looks like a basketball court.
Well, so now that's where they put a bunch of portables. So your it used to be a bear.
There were portables because I was there for a walkthrough with my daughter when she started there.
Do you know the portables I'm talking about, though? Because that's like in between the tennis courts and that
inside baseball.
One.
I know. A deep look into the zone of operation.
I will say
Taco
they put
Bob
you out by the end.
Winter Park
the
would
end.
Be the said zone of operation. In case you're not up to speed or the history of this. Go ahead, guys. I'm sorry.
They care.
So the zone of operation, Winter Park. So, no, when you walk in the main part of the school and you're walking up and then you go, there's a point where you can go up and look down, and there was like a cement little enclosure that had a brick wall around it. That was the smoking pit.
Oh, that's where that's where we get. You can like go there after school because that's right next to like where they have the little home ed kitchen, so you can get like brownies and tater tots there. After
Was secondhand smoke a concern then?
Oh no,
good for you.
We were shotgunning each other. Okay, but, you know, people were smoking weed.
No,
down
I'm
there.
Talking about the students who didn't smoke who would walk by the smoke pit. No concern for
not
them whatsoever. No worries.
Those are the days of people smoking in the car. The parents smoking
windows
in the cars.
Rolled up.
Yeah, the it was such a trip though, Gamble. Yeah, you had to have a smoking pass. And
that'd be a cool pass.
Yeah, and if you had a smoking pass, you were like the man. Well, I had my dad. I go, Dad, all my friends hang out in this thing. I said,
When was this open? When would you be able to go to this smoking pit?
In between classes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was like just before school or after school or your lunch hour if you didn't want to have lunch or if you wanted to go eat in the smoking pit.
So the irony is that in between classes, no, like you'd go to lunch. Have your lunch, then leave.
Have a smoke.
Leave a little earlier than most people. Go to the smoking lounge.
Gotcha.
Have a smoke.
Gotcha.
You know, talk to the cool kids. And but the irony is that when you went in between class, you raced from a class running, smokers running, to go and smoke. Yep. Go and smoke. Get in that condition, and then you only have a minute and a half because in your time that most kids are walking to class. You were smoking, and now you got to sprint again, and you're like, oh.
Now you're developing high blood pressure at the age of 18.
Yeah, walking into class. Yeah. My kids talk about, the campus is so big, I have trouble getting from class. You know, right when they started.
Try sneaking two in and then running across campus.
What? Tell them to look forward to college. Winter Park is not a big camp. I had a class. Well, okay, I will say, if they have a class out by the football fields, if they have to do, all the way over there, and then they have to go to the 200s, that is like a 7-minute saunter.
But at the beginning, when you first start a big campus, it is a pain because you're like a little freshman or whatever, and you're kind of freaked out by it. Then you get used to it. Dude, from day one, I was out there burning cigs and making the run.
Did you ever etch your name into anything at Winter Park that your daughters can find?
No, I was going to them when I had B North. My parking spot was B North 69.
Of course it was. Of course it was.
Did not choose it or anything.
Right.
It was next in line. There you go, Bob. And I go, yeah. They go, here you go. B North 69. I still have the parking pass at home. Yeah, I know.
Okay, so and the other.
Man. In 1989, that's beyond badass to have parking lot. Parking space 69,
and you could smoke at school, and you were also what was the program that you were in? Was it the Future Farmers of America or what was it?
Dick, I was in DECA.
Now, which was DECA? What did that do?
It was a lot of people called it OJT, on job training. Basically, you got out early to go to work, but I got out early to go home and nap and then go surf.
And then you brought. Wait, did you have to have? So you kind of said this. Did you have to have your dad sign off on you getting a smoker's pass?
I never got to tell the whole thing. So yeah, I was like, Dad, you know, few of my friends that hang out in the smoking lounge. I said they have this lounge where kids hang out, and he goes, what do you mean kids hang out? And I go, you know, it's like some people there smoke, but you know, I know some people that hang out in there. Can you sign this pass for me so I can get in? And so he puts on it. Yes, Bob can, or was that Bobby then, or Bob can, yeah, it was Bob. Bob can enter the smoking thing. He checked that, and he wrote, but Bobby may not smoke. And I erased it. It was a pen, and I was able to erase it, even though it was a pen. So it was all smudged up.
And if you see him smoking Salem 100s, let me know about it.
Stealing my smokes, the little shit. Noah, so... Like when I scratched out when I was able to erase the pen where he wrote the note on there, they never look because you would look at it and go, wait, what was that? So they're not looking close enough. They're just walking up sporadically and going, where's your smoking pass? You had to pull it out. If you didn't have it, you're out, or you could get in trouble. But with DECA, the DECA program, that was the best because you would go to class.
You didn't have to prove that you had a job.
That's what I was just going to ask. What did you even work in high school?
Yeah, you had to have DECA.
But you said you went home and napped and went surfing.
Yeah, and then I'd work at night. They just didn't know that part. So
they had nowhere to fill out the hours I worked.
So you did not have to be out of school early so you could be at, I don't know, the grocery store at 1 o'clock.
No, not at all.
That's okay.
If I worked like at when I was at Charlie's Lobster House for a while, I was in DECA as well. And they went and checked up. I could go there and work a lunch, you know, because I would get out. Gamble, you would go to class. My first class was called DECA, and which was about working. This program was set up for people that needed to work to help support their family.
Or
they weren't cut out to be the college kid, possibly. So they
straight
were
to work route.
Going to go into an industry or whatever. Well, I was working at Deluxe Carpet Cleaning doing telephone soliciting.
Let's hear it. Can we hear it, please?
Hello, this is Bob from Deluxe Carpet Cleaning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. What's up, Bob?
Well, great, Mr. Sampson. We're working in your area again. The line's empty. It says, tell the season. This spring with our spring carpet cleaning session. Are special. Right now, we will clean 3 runways. You know, that's the hallway where you get the most action in there. And 2 rooms for the low price of blah, 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 blah. And you just keep going on and on. I was a master, dude. I was slinging it. But I would go, you'd go to class from whatever to whatever, your DECA class. Then I would have 2 other periods, a math and an English. So I had 3 classes. And then that was my senior year. I either had 3 or no, I had 3 classes, and then my 4th was a study hall. So I'd go straight from study hall home, bust out a nap, then go to New Smyrna Beach, surf. Then we'd drive back because I had other friends in DECA. We'd go surfing every day.
See, I did late arrival because I already played a sport, so there was no reason for me to leave school early.
What do you mean? What?
Like instead of leaving school early, I was able to show up late. Like instead of like taking out my last 2 classes, I got rid of my first 2. So I got to show up to high school either it was like 9 o'clock, or if I did morning practice, I would do morning practice and then sleep in the back room of my coach's like classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. One time
You have enough credits to graduate if you were missing the first 2?
I had so many that I was able to.
Oh, okay.
My last year, I was able to do it. So I got late arrival. So one time I like fell asleep in the back of his class. I thought I only fell asleep for like 1 period. I woke up in like 4th period. I just like walked out of his like back door into a full presentation. Everyone looked at me. I looked at them. I went, this isn't 2nd period, is it? And I just slowly walked back into the back room to wait for the class to be over.
I'm not in Kansas anymore.
So the instructor almost, it was like almost, they were like, let's see how long this guy's going to sleep.
He totally forgot I was in there.
Really?
So his back room is where he keeps all of his like science equipment, and there was a couch back there.
Was
so,
this Coach Friedley?
No, Coach. No,
Friedley.
Love Coach. He's the best sub.
He was the master, dude. He was. Oh, he was helpful. He got me through high school, actually. But so I never heard of that. But I think I'd rather front end like I did.
That's the thing. I played a sport, so even if I left school an hour early, I was gonna have to come back to school anyway.
Yeah, that sucks. I just ditched on soccer. I went try out. They're like, you're going to make the team. You're fine, Bob. You just got to get this paper signed from your mom. And then I was like, I'd rather surf.
My mom was a coach, and they still didn't give me that treatment.
I was a stud.
Okay.
No, I'm messing with you. But no, I mean, they knew that the Miller boys could play soccer. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay. So with that being said, I had no sport to go back to, so my sport was I was going home to nap.
Mm-hmm.
Just at that time, it was power naps. It was 30-minute, get down, frown, and chown. You know what I'm saying? Like, do a 30-minuter to 45 minutes.
And then you're hitting the beach.
And then so-and-so's coming over. Either he's driving or we're driving. Dave would come over. And then we're surfing, then coming back. He's working at the restaurant, and I'm working at Deluxe Carpet Cleaning. And then, yes, they came and checked up on your hours. Like, you would have to turn in your hours.
Right, right.
I just said, oh, well, they're not open until later because they're a telephone soliciting place.
Right.
And, you know, in the meantime, I didn't even tell him what I was doing. I think he could tell.
Get this. I had the exact opposite of both of you my senior year.
Okay.
You had more classes?
The state changed the science requirement when I was a junior. And I needed X number of classes when I was a senior to reach what I needed. And I was one class short science with the new requirements. They created a new period. It was before the school day. My class started at 6:55 a.m. And then it was for an hour. And then the regular school day started at 8:05.
And it was like a real class, not just some
biology.
Like
it was a biology class. It was a science class. That it was like biology suck. 2 or something.
See, we had school early
anyway.
And that was
senior year, too, when you're usually supposed to be cut some breaks, man.
You're supposed to just be gliding. That's where I only had 3 classes in DECA. Because 11th grade, I had the 4 or whatever.
All right, hey, Gamble, before we wrap up off the air, let's get a stock tip update here. Where are we in trading? We're about an hour in since the opening bell.
What? You lost all your money.
I clicked on the tab, and it was up 8, so I went, woo, in my head. And then the second it reloaded, I'm down 9.
I'm glad you think it's so funny. Extrapolate that out if you had a whole portfolio.
I'm telling you, I'm not selling. Brothers and sisters, we are going to hold on to these stocks. We are going to the Borgioys is going to fight. We're going to corrupt the 1%.
To the moon.
To the moon.
That's their slogan in this the fake stockers or whatever.
Hold your stock. We will prevail.
All right, well, keep us updated on this. This is intriguing to say the least.
Hey man, if I come in tomorrow with a button up, sleeves rolled up, you know what happened.
Our own little Jim Cramer.
Mhm.
All right, thanks for checking out Off the Air, the weekly podcast with the Lynch and Taco Show. Whether you're watching it while we're doing it live here on Facebook or listen to it after the fact, tell a friend about the podcast. It's every Thursday.
Yeah, the more people that listen, the cooler. It's like a big family. We're all doing this together. So come on in and listen. I don't even know what I was getting at there, but yeah, check it out.
All right, until next time. See ya.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.